Have you ever found yourself regretting something you said in a moment of anger? Do you feel like your temper sometimes takes control of you, instead of you being in control of it? Are you looking for ways to better control your anger and prevent it from negatively impacting your relationships and daily life? If you have answered yes to any of these questions, then this episode is for you. Today, I'll be diving into a simple but powerful tool to help you gain control of your anger in these difficult moments. This tool is known as the STOP model, and it is a useful model to use in your daily life to manage anger and prevent it from escalating into harmful outbursts. Hello and welcome to episode 79 of the Anger Secrets podcast. As always, I'm your host, Alistair Dews, and over the last 30 years, I've taught over 15,000 men and women how to control their anger, master their emotions, and create calmer, happier, and more respectful relationships. In this podcast, I'll share with you the proven tools and techniques I've used to help my clients control their anger and transform their lives. For a free training on how to control your anger, visit angersecrets.com/training. In this training, I'll teach you some of the most powerful tips, tools, and techniques I use to help my clients eliminate anger from their life. That's angersecrets.com/training. Now let's jump into today's episode on how to stop anger. To start with, let's clarify what the STOP model is. The STOP model is a simple four-step model that you can use at any time when you feel your anger starting to escalate. The four steps of the STOP model are: Step 1, stop. Step 2, take a breath. Step 3, observe. And Step 4, proceed mindfully. Let's break down each step and understand how it can help you control your anger. Step 1, stop. The first step of the STOP model is the simplest, but perhaps it is also the hardest. This step is simply to stop. Stop means pausing immediately when you notice your anger rising. It's about halting your physical actions and your words. This moment of stopping is crucial because it prevents you from reacting impulsively, which can lead to regrettable actions or words. In some ways, this step is like hitting the pause button on a movie, which gives you a moment to step back and observe the situation before reacting. Step 2 is take a breath. Once you have stopped, the next step is to take a deep breath, or maybe even a few. This step is essential because it helps you create space between your initial reaction and your actions. By taking a few deep breaths, you activate your parasympathetic nervous system, which helps calm down your stressed response and promotes a feeling of calmness. Taking deep breaths also helps to slow down your thoughts, allowing you to think more clearly before reacting. This step is particularly useful if you have a tendency to react quickly in the heat of the moment. I encourage you to practice deep breathing not just during moments of anger, but also as a daily habit. This will help you build the skill of stopping and taking a breath when you need it the most. Step 3 is to observe. After taking a few deep breaths, the next step is to observe your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. By observing your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations, you can get insight into why you are feeling angry. This also allows you to become more aware of your anger triggers and responses, which can help you better understand your anger and how to manage it. As you observe yourself, try to notice what's happening inside you. For example, ask yourself, what thoughts are racing through my mind? What triggered my anger? What physical sensations of anger am I experiencing? As always, observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Instead, view these thoughts and feelings as if they were clouds passing in the sky, and merely notice them without engaging with them. This step is crucial for gaining insight into what drives your anger and how you can manage these triggers in the future. Step 4 is to proceed. The final step in the STOP model is to proceed. The proceed step involves moving forward with an action that is mindful, considering what you have just reflected on. Before acting, ask yourself, what is the most useful way to respond to the situation? Depending on the situation, this could mean expressing your feelings calmly, not saying anything, choosing to take a short time out, or perhaps deciding the situation needs to be addressed at a later time when your emotions are not running as high. Remember too that, as I say to many people, reacting with anger is never the most useful response. So make sure you choose a different response that is more aligned with your nonviolent, respectful, and peaceful values and outcome you want. Okay, so that is the STOP model in a nutshell. Step 1 is to stop. Step 2 is to take a breath. Step 3 is to observe. And step 4 is to proceed. Integrating the STOP model into your daily routine can transform the way you respond to anger-provoking situations. Start by practicing the STOP model in low-stress situations to build your familiarity and confidence with this model. This could be as simple as pausing and taking a breath when you're frustrated in traffic or when you're annoyed by something minor at home. Over time, as you become better at using the STOP model, you'll find it easier to apply it in more challenging situations. Mastering the STOP model is a skill that takes time and practice, so don't get discouraged by setbacks. Once you use the STOP model regularly, you'll notice significant improvements in how you handle anger, leading to more peaceful and productive interactions in all areas of your life. Finally, here are some tips I often share with clients to help them use the STOP model. Tip 1 is to create a physical reminder of the STOP model. The first tip I share to remind people of the STOP model is to create a physical manifestation of this model. This could be small sticky notes with the word STOP placed in areas where you find yourself getting frustrated or angry, such as on your computer monitor, the dashboard of your car, or next to your phone. Alternatively, carrying a small card in your wallet with the STOP steps listed can also serve as a useful reminder of the STOP model. The key is to have these physical reminders in places where they'll catch your attention as often as possible. This simple strategy can help reinforce the habit of using the STOP model whenever you're faced with a stressful situation. Tip 2 is to practice breathing exercises. The second tip to using the STOP model is to practice deep breathing exercises regularly. Breathing exercises are another practical tool that can be integrated into your daily routine to improve your response to stressful situations. Deep, controlled breathing acts as a natural relaxant for your nervous system, shifting your body from a state of stress to one of relaxation. Because of this, it's beneficial to engage in breathing exercises not only when you feel your anger rising, but also as a preventative measure. Begin by dedicating a few minutes every morning to practice breathing deeply. Focus on inhaling slowly through your nose, allowing your chest and lower belly to rise, and then exhale slowly through your mouth. With practice, this technique will become more natural, enabling you to use it instinctively whenever you need to calm your mind and body. Tip 3 is to practice mindfulness exercises, such as meditation. The third tip to enhance your ability to use the STOP model is to engage in mindfulness exercises, such as meditation. Regular meditation helps to cultivate a state of calm and relaxation that is helpful for observing your thoughts and emotions without immediately reacting to them. By meditating daily, you're not just preparing yourself to use the stop model more effectively, you're also training your mind to maintain a state of calm no matter what happens. If you want to start a meditation practice, even starting by meditating just 5 minutes a day can make a significant difference. Over time, you can increase the duration of your meditation practice as you become more comfortable with it. Tip 4 is to seek professional help. If you find that despite your best efforts, managing anger is still a challenge, it might be time to seek professional help. While very effective, in many ways, the STOP model is a surface-level approach to anger management. Those people with deep-rooted anger issues or those who struggle with controlling their emotions will benefit from seeking professional help. A good therapist or counselor can provide tools and strategies to help you manage anger more effectively. Alternatively, I offer a simple, powerful, and comprehensive online anger management course that will help you control your anger and master your emotions, often in just a few weeks or less. If you would like more information about this powerful course, just visit my website, angersecrets.com, or book a free 30-minute anger assessment call with me. During this call, we can discuss your specific anger management needs and how I can support you in helping you control your anger, mastering your emotions, and creating a calmer, happier, and more loving relationship. Okay, that's all for today, the STOP model of anger management. If you found this episode helpful, please follow this podcast and head over to your favorite podcast app and leave a rating and review. This will help other people struggling with anger find and benefit from this show. Remember, to book your free 30-minute anger assessment call with me today, visit angersecrets.com. And finally, remember, you can't control other people, but you can control yourself. I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.
The Anger Secrets podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of counseling, psychotherapy, or any other professional health service. No therapeutic relationship is implied or created by this podcast. If you have mental health concerns of any type, please seek out the help of a local mental health professional.